Ralphie Radio Show, of course, this weekend is the biggest night in music, the Grammys. Continuing our preview here on the Ralphie Radio Show, we'll talk more about the award show than the red carpet right now with Jessica Robertson, who is the managing editor of MTVHive.com. Jessica, thank you for the time. Everybody is talking about Adele, and I think the big question is, will she sweep those the six that she's nominated for, but even more specifically than that, the three most prestigious that she's nominated for, Record, Album, and Song of the Year? What's your take on it?
I think her momentum is really going to be hard to stop. I think people are talking about Adele leading up to, and they're only going to be talking more about her post-Grammys. I think she has a solid shot of sweeping those big three categories that you mentioned, Record of the Year, Album of the Year, and Song of the Year. Mm-hmm. I do, however, think that Song of the Year, if there's one artist that can sort of snag that award away from her, will be Mumford & Sons with their song The Cave. I think that might be a shoo-in for that category. But again, with her momentum going into the award show, she's going to be hard to stop.
I love Mumford & Sons, but I'll tell you one person that I do feel bad for in all of this, Mr. Bruno Mars, because he's nominated for those big awards as well, but it seems like every category that he's up for, Adele's up for as well, and she's pretty much going to just overshadow him, right?
Yeah, I don't really see him taking one away, unless maybe he takes Best Pop Solo Performance, but those big categories are all going to Adele.
We're talking with Jessica Robertson from MTVHive.com here on the Ralphie Radio Show. When the nominations were released, there were a couple big headlines. One of them involved this Best New Artist category. Nicki Minaj is up in that category. So is Skrillex. Do you think he's got a chance to win?
Not a chance.
But
really? I think it's great that the Grammys are sort of acknowledging the EDM world and making a concerted effort at incorporating it into the awards show. I would love to see maybe Bon Iver walk away with it. You know, we saw an Arcade Fire upset last year in the big category for Album of the Year. The Best New Artist, I think, ultimately will go to the band Perry. You know, these awards, Best New Artists, tend to go to very Starbucks-safe artists, so I would imagine that they're going to walk away with it.
I don't believe that for one second. Just joking, of course. Jessica Robertson here on the Ralphie Radio Show from MTVHive.com. That other big headline was Kanye West, despite the fact that I believe he leads the field in nominations, he did not get nominated for Album of the Year, My Dark Twisted Beautiful Fantasy. Did I get all those adjectives?
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Yeah. Are we even expecting him to show up? How do you think he'll fare this Sunday?
I think he'll wrap up in all the big hip-hop categories, rap categories that he's nominated in. I was pretty bummed that he didn't get an Album of the Year nod for My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. I think it's a phenomenal album.
Agreed.
A really great piece of art and music, sort of cohesively designed and put together. I think maybe he split the vote, you know, with his other album that was released with Jay-Z, or Watch the Throne, rather. He's not a Grammy favorite. He's certainly not a media industry favorite. So I think that didn't help him. But I definitely think he'll walk away with the big hip-hop awards for sure.
Wrap it up here. Jessica, what else are you looking forward to this Sunday?
I'm really looking forward to the Alicia Keys, Bonnie Raitt tribute to Etta James. I think, you know, with Bonnie's voice and Alicia Keys' musicality, I think it's going to be, you know, really, really touching and befitting tribute to her. I'm also really looking forward to the crazy Chris Brown, Foo Fighters, Deadmau5, Lil Wayne EDM tribute. I think it's entirely eclectic and weird, and I also kind of want to see the spectacle of Chris Brown returning to the one place that he was, you know, denied for a couple of years back.
Right. Jessica Robertson, MTVHive.com. Thank you for the knowledge. Enjoy the Grammys this weekend.
Thank you so much.